Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
The second half of the tribulation. Antichrist demands worship. Silence in heaven. Don't take the mark. Christ, Yahweh's return. Second coming of Christ. Are you ready to meet Yahweh in the air?
My. Can't you just see it now? As Jesus returns with all the saints, riding all those horses, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, my friends, and welcome to tonight's program. Thanks for tuning in. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News and the Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's watchman, called and ordained by God, not men. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times. They sure are here. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Now for tonight's last days, end times, quick Bible study. King James Version, of course. Romans chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, the sound went unto all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. My friends, truly it is very close to the end of all things as we know them now. Faith is very important in these last days we live in right now, today. But how can they hear if they refuse to listen to the true truth preacher preaching and teaching Yahweh's word correctly? Have they not heard? The sound of this true truth preacher goes out unto all the earth by radio, podcasting, downloads, and internet to every point on this earth. Have they heard? Will they listen? My. Soon it may be too late, and the time will be over, and the door will be shut. Matthew chapter 25, verse 10. And while they went to buy, speaking of the five virgins who had no oil, the bridegroom came, and they which were ready, speaking of the five virgins that had oil, went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Don't wait too long. Hallelujah, amen. I'm going when that door is going to get shut. I'm going to be on the other side. How about you? Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said. Get right and get ready. Amen and amen.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
1:8.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Iandere kotosi yamara ita kashandero. Udoro kororindiria, ikishi yamara kanandiria. Oshadandere kutosi mama. Udoro korandere yayaka oshandere mari. Itisi andere kia hotostia. Ataka sandere kiti awa kororandere koshiti. Iti katai stai kororandere kadasya. And the word of the Lord would come to the peoples of the earth. Turn ye now, saith God. Turn ye now, say the Holy One. Turn ye, turn ye, turn ye, for the day of my Son's coming is at hand, saith the Lord. The I Am, the Almighty One, the Everlasting Father. I say unto you, it is time now to commit yourself fully and wholly to serving me and to reading my word and to paying attention to what is written in my word. For upon the earth now comes distress of nations, and there is distress over the world, saith God. The land is distressed from beneath the feet to above the head, saith God. So turn ye now, turn ye to me, for the time, the day is at hand, saith God.
My friends, if that truly isn't the real, true truth, Amen. Get ready. Jesus is coming. Now, tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. As always on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word and not the doctrines of men. Luke chapter 6, verses 29 through 31. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Watchman comment, The word hear encourages you to understand and to perceive the sense of what is being said, to give ear to a teaching or a teacher, to comprehend, to understand, that they might hear in the spiritual realm, not in the physical realm. For if they cannot hear spiritually from the prophets and be persuaded, natural events will not persuade them either. Case in point, Jesus called Lazarus out from his tomb, and the effect did not last long. Then later, Jesus himself rose from the dead, and the effect once more did not last long. A man's heart must be changed in true truth spiritually by preaching through repentance, for the effect to last all eternity. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. So get right and get ready. My friends, we have multiple sponsors for tonight's program. Christina, Missouri, Alex, Virginia, Bobby, Virginia, Eddie, Kansas. And they all obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and combined, they are our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for tonight's program. Father, bless them all, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts and meet each and every one of their needs. Amen. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord. Touch their hearts. Amen and amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight, my friends. Jude chapter 1, verse 23. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman's Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Kimo Sabe, Tonto, loyal listener, know you fight good fight. Jesus, coming soon.
The Lone Watchman is on the air. Do you love America? Are you against a one-world economy and a one-world government? Do you deeply love individual liberty? Do you believe in conspiracy theories? If you answered any of those questions affirmatively, that means yes, then you are a potential terrorist, according to a brand new Department of Homeland Security report that was recently released. My. Continuing. A leading rabbi in Jerusalem says that he believes the next Jewish temple will be rebuilt on the Temple Mount in his lifetime, and he says everything is ready to build that temple today. All the preparations have been made to rebuild the next Jewish temple in Jerusalem, which is in essence a page out of the Bible prophecy for the end times. Watchman comment, this is one sign many have been looking for. Will it be a reality soon? Continuing. New report, Fukushima reactor temperature surpasses 752 degrees, more than four times maximum for cold shutdown. The thermometer in reactor 2 has climbed to 272.8 degrees Celsius and then hit the upper limit of the thermometer at 400 degrees Celsius. That's 752 degrees Fahrenheit, my U.S. friends. However, Japan TEPCO claims that such a high reading must mean that the thermometer is broken. My, oh my. Something's broken, all right, but I doubt it's the thermometer. More like the truth. Maybe that's what's broken. Continuing. New fears. Synthetic biology could create most powerful bioweapons imaginable. The field synthetic biology came into being in 2010 when a scientist added synthetic DNA to a bacterium cell to create a new life form. Since then, the field has changed. Worryingly, enthusiasts calling themselves biohackers. Oh, boy. Talk about dangerous science. My. Continuing. As a second-term president, Barack Hussein Obama could stack the deck of federal appeals courts. A second-term President Barack Obama would allow him to expand his replacement of Republican-appointed majorities with Democratic ones on the nation's appeals courts. And that court is the final stop for almost all challenged federal rulings. My. Continuing. Republican Mitt Romney and the Mormon Plan for America. Before anyone supported Mitt Romney for president, they should know that the extremely unique Mormon end-of-age viewpoint, and especially the White Horse prophecy, once properly understood, you will realize that no genuine Christian could ever support Mitt Romney for president. Mormonism is very, very different. And Mitt Romney's roots run deep into the LDS religion, and Romney takes his faith very, very seriously, even to the wearing under his clothes of the Mormon holy garments. Mitt Romney is a high priest in the Mormon LDS Church priesthood hierarchy. Romney has risen to the highest levels of local priesthood power. He also served a 30-month stint as an LDS missionary, which is the gold standard for LDS young men. A successfully returned LDS missionary is the Mormon equivalent of a Congressional Medal of Honor winner. Watchman comment, my. Could people be listening? The White Horse has stumbled. It's not leading the pack anymore. Continuing. DHS to launch insurgent tracking drones inside America. The Department of Homeland Security plans to spend up to $50 million on a spy system that has been used to hunt insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan for the purposes of emergency and non-emergency incidents within the United States. LIDAR, L-I-D-A-R, spy technology, which uses ultraviolet, visible or near-infrared light to track objects or people from the sky, has been used in Iraq and Afghanistan to track insurgents. Continuing. One of the most influential evangelical leaders in the United States is Southern Baptist leader Dr. Richard Land. Dr. Land says Christians should go to jail rather than comply with the Obama administration's mandate to provide all contraception, including abortion-inducing drugs, in their health care plans. He says the Obama administration has declared war on religion and freedom for conscience. Watchman comment? There really is no compromise, folks. And I agree with this man, but you better be prayed up, Mr. Land, because those places are very rough. That's those prisons or jails that you're talking about, that is. Continuing. Are you waiting for Jesus to come back as the Lamb of God? Then you better open and read your Bible more carefully. Jesus is not coming back as a Lamb of God to be crucified for our sins. That has already happened. Yes, it has. No, his second coming will be like a strike of lightning. Today, the children of Satan are preparing the way for their Antichrist, that they have been taught to replace the true truth, Christ. Can you see the darkness around you? Can you hear the rolling thunder way off in the horizon? If not, you are spiritually blind and deaf. Matthew chapter 24, verse 27. For as lightning cometh out of the east and shineth unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Watchman comment, my, oh my, I have the Spirit of the Lord all over me as I read that. Hallelujah, folks, he's coming, and it won't be long. Continuing. Gay marriage fight may hinge on Supreme Court's Anthony Kennedy. Justice Anthony Kennedy, a Republican, hasn't towed the conservative line on gay rights. That may deter the Supreme Court from taking the position 8 case. Justice Anthony M. Kennedy, 75 years old, often holds the court's deciding vote on the major issues that divide its liberals and conservatives. My, oh my, what will he do? Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Tens of thousands of birds have died around Japan's damaged Fukushima nuclear plant, many more than expected from a related analysis of the Russian Chernobyl disaster, scientists are saying. Watchman comment, the rest of the report was all propaganda, but that was enough information for you and I to know this was no ordinary nuclear problem. Makes me wonder how many humans have died that they are not telling us about, and how widespread is this deadly radiation. Prayer and knowing you are saved through the blood of Christ Jesus is your only hope and salvation, as there is no other way. Mark chapter 16, verse 18, no deadly thing will harm those who are believers. Amen. Continuing, radioactive fish found swimming in USA Vermont Lake. My, oh my, were they glowing? Continuing, scientists at the Vermont Department of Health found that fish in Lake Carmi in northern Vermont contain varying levels of naturally occurring and man-made radioactive elements. The radioactive elements and their amounts are very similar to those found in Connecticut River fish by the Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant, nearly 200 miles south of the lake. Watchman comment, my, oh my, this stuff is spreading and it's in America. And get this, they say it is okay to eat the fish. My, sounds like Japan rhetoric to me. Do you need hot sauce to tell you these fish are hot to eat? Or will a simple Geiger counter suffice? Brother, you better be prayed up, folks. Continuing, if you are, you can laugh at it like I do instead of being so scared. Continuing, the Pope will die within the next 12 months, a senior Vatican figure has reportedly claimed amid fears of an assassination plot. Cardinal Romeo reportedly made the startling prediction of the Pope's death during a trip to China back in November of 2011. Watchman comment, is this a conspiracy to get Petrus Romanus, the possible black pope, installed sooner than would otherwise be possible? Continuing. A mystery epidemic is devastating the Central American region, killing more than 24,000 people in El Salvador and Nicaragua since 2000 and striking thousands of others with chronic kidney disease at rates unseen virtually anywhere else. Scientists say they have received reports of the phenomenon as far north as southern Mexico and as far south as Panama. My, that's a last day sign. Continuing. 2012 election battle of the billionaires. Super PACs offer chance for high rollers to sway the 2012 presidential race. The Super PAC system, a product of recent Supreme Court rulings, allows unlimited donations for political causes. And recent federal disclosure forms reveal the people behind them are the whales, and I do mean big old whales, of the campaign trail, putting up donations frequently in excess of $250,000. My, that new PAC ruling can allow the presidency of the United States of America to be bought. That's why the founders had it so that you could not make those large donations, so you could not buy the presidency, like was done in Europe. Continuing. State of Washington Governor Chris Gregory has signed into law a bill that legalizes gay marriage in Washington state, making it the nation's seventh to allow gay and lesbian couples to wed. Watchman comment, they're couples all right, a couple of queers. My, oh my, all these states allowing homosex marriage are end times, last days signs. They are perverted, these types of marriages. Luke chapter 17, verses 26, 29, and 30. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus, verse 30, shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Watchman comment, all these things, my friends, our last day sign telling you the return of Christ is very near. Continuing. 911 causing cancer deaths. New data shows at least 65 police officers who attended Ground Zero have died of cancer since 911. Statistics read, the announcement will turn up pressure on New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg to release cancer data because further analysis has revealed that the number of those stricken by cancer has grown. Officials are now saying. Continuing, Homeland Security monitoring internet for anti-government sentiment, social unrest. A privacy advocacy group has swayed Congress to hold hearings into the Department of Homeland Security's practice of monitoring social networks such as Twitter and Facebook, as well as media reports and organizations. The USA DHS, Department of Homeland Security, instructed outside contractors to monitor the web for media reports and comments that reflect adversely on the DHS or the federal government. Watchman comment, do I have to say the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman warned this was coming? Okay, I warned you this was coming. Amen. Do you believe me now? Continuing. Oh, abomination, abomination administration cuts $6 million to Israel, then turns around and gives $8 million to Arab Spring countries. And the Islamists, of course, rejoice. Also in his annual budget message to Congress, USA President Barack Hussein Obama asked that military aid to Egypt be kept at the level of recent years, $1.3 billion. Watchman comment, Egypt, my friends, is another Islamic state. So is Obama American or Muslim? Continuing. The LAPD of Los Angeles, California Police Department is fighting crime from a high-tech war room that gives it eyes all over the city of Los Angeles. The surveillance hub is now a model for police forces all around the world. It's called RACAR, R-A-C-R, if I pronounce that right, and it's located in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. RACAR is acclaimed as a critical crime-fighting tool at the center of every high-profile incident in the city of Los Angeles. Watchman comment, crime maybe, but it definitely is a 666 surveillance rising to control U.S. citizens for any trumped-up reason. Amen. How soon will they start using the mark 666? Continuing. The Prophet Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, has been under pressure for some time now to somehow prove his Christian claims. But it's no secret that millions of Americans doubt his Christian faith. A Pew poll taken in 2010 found that only one-third of Americans identified him as a Christian. And even among African Americans, 46% said they were unsure what religion he practiced. Watchman comment, that was in 2010. What would it be like now, 2 years later? It looks like he's practicing a religion all right, but I'd call it Muslim. When Jesus was tempted in the desert, who was the one throwing Bible verses at him? That's right, Satan. That is a perfect picture of dead religion, using the words of God to do the opposite of what God does. My, oh my. It's grotesque when you think about it. It's demonic. Keep in mind that when someone says, I am a Christian, it may mean absolutely nothing, my friends. Continuing. Mr. Obama, we don't have a tax problem. We have a spending problem. Did you see President Obama's new 2013 budget? It's filled with $1.5 trillion in tax increases, supposedly just for the rich. The reality is taxes are not low at all. If you think they are, you have either been brainwashed or you aren't paying any kind of taxes at all. Continuing. Obama administration is paying for Taliban office in Qatar with U.S. tax dollars. Well, why not? The rest of the Middle East has gone to the Islamists. Why not pay for the Taliban office in Doha also? My, oh my. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen and amen. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned, my friends, for another True Truth Quick Bible Study and live call-ins as the program finishes. Dear friends, please take the time to write me this week, and when you do, please pray about including a WOW, W-O-W, which is Walk on Water, love offering, no matter how small, to meet the need to help keep Signs on the air. By writing, simply, Signs, spelled S-I-G N.S. P.O. Box 122 Town is Lyle, spelled L.I.S.L.E. New York, abbreviate that just N.Y. Zip code in the U.S. of A. 13797. That address will repeat in a moment.
Real good here in Omaha, Arkansas.
You're still coming good in New Brunswick, Canada. Have a good evening.
Good evening, Brother Johnson, Central Illinois. Very good reception Saturday on 4840. God bless. Good night.
Hearing you loud and clear on 4840 kilohertz. God bless you. Good signal. from Southern Louisiana. Goodbye.
Yeah, Brother John, sir. A 211, 4840, Northwestern Ohio. Excellent signal. Excellent program.
The Bible, my friends, is how we live free in this unfree world of today. Now tonight's ending, True Truth, quick Bible study from the King James Version. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 16. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Revelation chapter 19, verse 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon the white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Revelation 19, verse 15 and 16. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture, here it comes, and on his thigh a name written. Are you ready? King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah, amen. If that doesn't bring an awesome feeling to your body and tears to your eyes, glory to God. How many wars have been fought by people who said, God is on our side? But the correct question is, who is fighting on the Lord's side? Who is truly standing for his interest and representing him in the battle against darkness? The flesh will always invoke the name of God to justify its own desires, political, military, or whatever they might be. But the Lord will only show up for his loved ones that are truly fighting with and for him. So we must always ask ourselves if we are with him. When we're sure that we are on his side, we can rest assured he is on our side. And only then the victory will follow. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Well, my friends, please tune in again to Signs International Radio. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times last days you live in right now today. Instead, you'll be blessed and you'll be ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. So please tune in frequency 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time this coming Wednesday night for a new, fresh program. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. I make the effort to do the research for you, so you make the effort to pick up your pen and write me a letter, or pick up your phone and call to bless me back. Here is the address again. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797. Let's hear from some of you downloaders and podcasters and internet users. My, oh my. Now my virtual recorder number slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. Don't forget your state. Because when I know you're listening and what state you're in, it really helps keep Signs on the air. It truly does. Here's the number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. God bless you, my friends, and thanks for tuning in to Signs International Radio. You sure are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your wow offering this week, won't you? No matter how small, as it all adds up to keep Signs on the air. Thank you, my friends. Maranatha, blessings, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.